Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And good evening, and welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Hey, last week you played that music under me here, didn't you? My intro music? And you're doing it again this week, aren't you? Yeah, I forgot to tell you not to do that, but that's okay.
You told me to normally do it.
Yeah, well, remember a couple weeks ago we stopped doing it.
I thought it was just for that show.
Nah, we're going to stop doing it all the time, but, well, that's okay for now. It's fine. It's fine. I just trying to change things up, but then I forget to keep them changed. Forget to remind you to keep them changed and everything else. So, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Jared is here. Jared, hello.
Welcome.
Magic Matt is here, too. Magic Matt, I have a special name for you.
All right.
But I don't have it written down. What happened?
Oh
my God. Oh, man. My God. I had my notes. My notes got all screwed up the last couple of weeks. And does anybody have it on theirs?
Yeah. I have nothing.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yep, I must have given you the wrong one. Magic Matt Bloom, good to have you with us. Magic Matt Bloom, how are you?
I'm doing well.
How are you? I know you know who Magic Matt Bloom is.
No.
Matt Bloom? No?
No.
You can Google it.
I'm going to Google it right now. Tell me
how it's possible that you don't know who Matt Bloom is. Mr. Freakazoid. Mr. I expose my daughters to weird things on TV and dress up and get into it and...
What?
Matt Bloom's a wrestler.
The wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't go by Matt Bloom, though.
Oh.
He went by several names, it looks like.
Oh, well, I didn't pay attention to that part. I just found Matt Bloom, he's famous, he's a wrestler. Okay, Matt Bloom. So.
You could have done like Matt Hardy.
Oh, yeah. Or Roddy Piper.
You want to do a wrestler, a Matt wrestler.
Matt Jan Terry's favorite wrestler.
That's true. Cheapers. You know, one of the things we forgot to mention last week on the show when we had Jan Terry on was when she was talking about her current marital status.
Right.
And she said she just hasn't found the white guy yet.
Wow.
And I really wanted to make a comment about that.
Might be hard in Chicago to find the white guy.
I'm telling you.
Depending on the part of town you're living
in. Yeah, if you need to, just find a black guy. I mean, whatever it takes, honey. Once you go black, you know.
She did go to St. Louis.
Just once you go to St. Louis. What'd you say?
She sounded like she had some respiratory issues there going.
I wasn't sure if it was her or if it was the dog.
The nose whistle?
Was that her nose? Was that her nose whistle? Is that what that was?
That was her.
Oh. That's so it was kind of funny that I was asking her about it.
But
Darth Vader? Is that you?
Yeah.
Except it was a higher pitched Darth Vader.
Darth Vader when he's hurt.
Very funny.
You know, at the end of Return of the Jedi.
That's right. That's right. That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we got to play this because we insist, we always insist upon giving you new Jan Terry stuff. So. Jan Terry's new song. Excuse My Christmas. Little holiday music.
Christmas we love, New York City. Lights on the Statue of Liberty.
Wow. Jan's hair looks a lot different.
I guess that's all we can do. Butler is gone, but Kevin is here.
This video is much better.
Oh. Better in what way?
Have you seen this, Todd?
Santa's on his way. In Spanish they say Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad this Christmas.
Great.
When we were away, we know
this might be your best song yet.
All I can say is excuse my Christmas.
I think she might have had a breast reduction too. I don't know.
And now there's lots of mistletoe.
I think she did.
After Santa travels throughout space, we'll hang with us.
Great.
And Christmas will be next. Santa, I won't be naughty no more. Not like last year's or the year before. I'll hang my stockings.
Best song yet.
For some gifts. I have so many presents on my Christmas list.
I'm pretty sure she wrote this. Spanish, what do you think?
It's so non sequitur.
Yeah.
What? It suddenly goes into Spanish for no reason. What?
She's Jan Terry. She invented country rap. She can do whatever she wants to do.
All I can say is excuse my Christmas.
Piano kind of
look at her.
Her.
I love there's two Jans there.
I love the snow.
Key change.
In New York City, there's so many places to go. But this is a special
I think she's playing the piano, too.
We spend with our friends each and every way. Skip the
train. Hello there.
Santa's sleigh. So why don't you come home? Celebrate.
I don't know. You gotta see the video. I get it. Oh, there's your dog. The dog almost fell over.
The Liberty Bell, South Street. Where do you want to meet?
It's almost like the video was made before the song. Yeah, this isn't working very well on the radio.
No, but no. She does have this ability to levitate. That's kind of creepy.
Seriously, you've got to go to YouTube and check out Jan Terry's new song, Excuse My Christmas. It is good stuff.
Oh, so, that's priceless.
God bless her. God bless her.
Amen.
Now, I really wish that Mr. Sheets, you guys know Todd, you know him well.
Todd Sheets, he's happy to be all he can be.
But here we start the show, and we get into the Jan Terry song. And I'm trying to ask him a question, thinking he's going to come out here to watch the video with us while we're playing it on the show. No, he walks out in the hallway. He's on the phone, isn't he? Listen to this. Yeah, will you open that door, please, if you don't mind? Thank you, Jared. Come here. Excuse me, Todd? Can we get you back here on the show, please? Todd? Todd?
Whoa.
Todd, hello? Todd? Todd?
Yes, sir.
If you look here on the show notes.
Yes, sir.
It says here, Todd's mice, okay, and Todd's new nickname. Now, it doesn't work very well on our show if you're not in the studio when we need to talk to you about things.
We had a live radio emergency, sorry.
So what? Can we ask what happened, please?
Yeah, we had a server that had blipped down and then came back up, which knocked a show off the air, so I had to make calls to get that show back on the air.
Oh, okay. Did you get it fixed?
I did, just now.
So can we come back to my show now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Todd has a new nickname. And please tell me, guys, Magic Matt Bloom, Jared, please tell me if you don't agree, thinking about Todd physically, thinking about the way Todd looks, thinking about the mane of hair that he has all over his face and head, and probably in other places that we don't want to think of. Okay?
Watch out down there.
Kind of unkept, probably. Not a lot of trimming going on, you know? Okay?
Not a manscaper.
Is this not the perfect nickname, new nickname, for Todd Sheets?
Set free by the teen angels from his prehistoric block of glacier ice comes the world's first superhero, Captain Caveman. Now the constant companion to the teen angels, Brenda, Dee Dee, and Taffy, in their hilarious and sometimes scary mystery mission, get ready for Captain Caveman. Ooh. And the Teen Angels.
Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me?
Perfect.
Anybody? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Todd, what do you think?
I liked the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Captain Caveman!
That's your new sounder.
Oh, Lord.
He looks like
Caveman wear biker shorts back in the early 90s.
Yeah, I'm sure he did while he was directing his movies. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Were they really biker shorts or were they jean shorts? I thought they were jeans.
I'm calling them biker shorts.
They were kind of like a combo.
Like a Daisy Duke / biker short.
I actually wore those when I did, because I used to 10-speed race, and I wore those for that.
Oh, okay.
See?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
See, spandex or denim, two completely different things.
They were actually neither. They were like something in the middle.
Spandem.
Yeah, some weird thing.
Dendex.
Dendex. Yes. So Todd Sheets, and we all know Todd Sheets.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
Todd, now you told us a story one time, and I want to hear this real quick because Matt's never heard it, and Jared and I only heard it on a part of a show that never actually aired due to malfunctions that we won't blame you for. Because it happened so long ago. So tell people very quickly, because I had a vision of how it ended up that you have mice in your house. And you have pet mice in your house.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pet mice. But the way I envisioned it was that you had like little mice just running around your house. Because looking at you and looking at the way you are.
Captain Caveman!
I just don't see those mice in cages, but they are in cages. Is that correct?
Well, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you end up with 84 million mice in your house?
Well, don't have that many. I got like 58, something like that.
Minus one now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear.
That sucked.
Yeah.
Would you feed the snake?
No.
No, no. I believe it was a baby that you raised that was ill.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It just ran its course. It was a preemie, you know. One of those.
Yeah.
What happened basically was one day. Because I use humane traps to catch mice. We live right by the lake.
And what does a humane trap exactly entail?
It's like the mice go inside and you have food in there and it's kind of big and they chill out in there and you hear them rattling, you know, because they'll rattle. There's like little things that can rattle. Then you take it outside. You take it about a mile away and you let them go.
Okay.
And you got to be. They'll find their way back if it's within a mile. They're crazy like that.
Okay.
So you take it out and you do that. Well, the thing was, I'd done that with a group of mice. I'd caught like three mice in the garage there area. And then there was this little one that I found. It was in the sink of all things. It had fallen down and the drain is there, but it's got the drain stopper and fallen in there.
Okay.
So I took that out. It was almost dead. I nursed it back to health. I went and got it, that little condensed milk and stuff. Yep. And I nursed it because I felt terrible. This little bitty thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, mice are very community driven. They don't like to be alone, and so they grieve themselves.
All right.
So I went down to the pet store and I said, hey, I need a friend. So they gave me a friend, and it was a girl too. And okay. That became Scruffy and Usagi. And okay. They were great. Well, about 2 days later, there's another little baby that I had missed because I took the mom and dad out. I got rid of them.
All right.
So I took that baby, and I'm like, oh, man, this, you know, I tried to put it in there with them, but they'd already established. They were kind of mean to it.
Yeah.
They were like, so I'm like, okay, I'll take it out. So I had to find a friend for that one. So I go down to the pet store. I'm thinking, it worked the first time. I'll just have four mice. I'll have them in two separate cages. It'll be great.
Yeah.
They gave me another mouse, said it was a girl. That one turned out to be Wampa.
A boy.
I named it Wampa, and it was a gigolo, quite the gigolo. Now, I didn't know.
Hung like a rat.
That was the biggest mouse I've ever seen as he got older. Now, he was a little bitty then, but the thing was, I had all these neat toys and stuff for him to play, and so I didn't realize what was going on in there.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, one day, I'm like, oh, my God, these are little ones popping around everywhere. So I'm like, oh, Lord. So I had to separate them as they got older.
Are you getting the 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah,
or
it was really like that.
Yeah.
So I had to call the pet store people over to the house because I accused them. I said, you did this to me. Come to my house. They said, what? What? I go, you need to come to my house. I live right down the street from you. It was the Miles of Exotics up here on Berry Road. They said, okay. Came down to my house. Very nice. They didn't know what they were doing either, apparently. They sexed them for me. That didn't work.
Wow.
Because they didn't sex them right.
Oh.
And I've learned since then that most people don't know a damn thing about mice. I should write a book.
You probably should.
I mean, there was even a guy on the internet that told me not to give mice water because they get it naturally from their food. Idiots out there. Have no idea.
Wow.
No idea what they're doing.
Wow. So how many mice today do you have in the house right now?
Well, probably about 57.
Most people,
oh my God,
have three dogs like Jared, the one with bad gas.
Well, they're little. They're inside of a big habit trail kingdom thing I made, separated, and there's girls on one side, the boys are on the other. Not in one cage, of course. I devoted my whole den to these guys. There's like 8 or 10 cages in there.
Some people have guinea pigs. Now, here's the ultimate question. Was it Scruffy that passed away?
Scruffy passed away a long time ago.
What was the one that passed away?
The one that passed away
week,
I called Itty Bitty, and that was a little white one that... was premature.
It begs the question, okay, we talked about having you go into Pawn Stars. We talked about you going on Pawn Stars and maybe trying to, you know, pawn off something that you were just to get on the show, maybe wear a Brad Westmarch Show t-shirt, you know, something like that.
To promote, yeah.
Yeah, to promote it. But I really think that maybe an appearance on American Stuffers might be in order. What would you think about
What's
that?
An American Stuffers? I don't
American
even...
Stuffers is the show we talked about.
I know, but I've never seen it, so I don't know how.
Well, they'll stuff your little mouse for you.
No.
You can have your mouse forever.
No.
Forever.
They've done a mouse on there before.
Have they really?
At
tweezers.
One they caught in their shop.
Wow.
At Halloween time, they sell those little wooden coffins at Michael's.
Okay.
You know, and I bought some of those, and she's already been taken care of.
So do you have like a little drawer that has all the coffins in it?
No, ready to go? That's out in the garden, man. I made a little garden.
But do you have like empty coffins ready to go?
Yeah, I have those.
So you don't let the mice see those, do you?
No.
That'd be good. Not too.
That'd be almost like New Orleans.
That wouldn't be good. It's true. That's true. Wow. So ladies and gentlemen, there is the story of Todd Sheets and his 57 mice.
Hey, you can't kill them. You can't. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you could sell them.
Give them away.
I tried.
Sell them to a lab.
Can't kill them?
I tried to do this, but the thing was they said that they would, you know, use them for snake food, and I refused.
I was going to say, well, how about just a lab? We could dissect them right here on the show.
No, thanks. No.
All right.
They're pretty cool creatures.
Probably not. Nice thing to do at all. You look disturbed. About as disturbed as I. It's weird. It's different. This is. What would you expect from this guy, right?
Well, I don't know that I would have expected that.
No?
No. That's new territory.
Yeah.
You're on the verge of animal
saving
hoarding
lives.
There.
No, I'm not. No, not even close.
Oh, whatever. How
that's
many
those.
You?
That's those freaky people, man. They freak me out because they like have thousands of them running through their house and stuff. Yeah, that's not right.
Freaky people.
I'm actually just trying to, you know, follow through with something here. But yeah, it sucks.
You're doing a fine job.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
Well, but he has a lot of mice.
I actually contacted some people in Springfield, Missouri. They're supposed to come up in the spring and help me.
Help you what?
They actually have they have a mouse reserve down there. They're going to take some of them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, that's nice.
A mouse reserve.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because believe it or not, mice are very important parts of the ecosystem, and they're very awesome creatures. So.
Go ahead.
They're a great snack. I mean, there's a lot of animals that wouldn't be around if it weren't. That's what they're there for.
Is there anything you don't like? I mean, aside from, I don't like rude people. I don't like people that are mean. I don't like people that aren't real. Is there anything you just don't like? See?
Brown recluse spiders can bite it.
Okay.
They suck.
Okay.
They're a valuable part of the ecosystem.
They are, but I just don't want them in my house.
I have a room dedicated to my house to approximately 2,000 brown recluse spiders.
What?
Separated by sex. I believe an apology is in order.
Seriously. That's good. That's good. By the way, speaking of the league, I got to tell you, I watched the episode. Actually, I only got half the episode done this morning. Episode I'd never seen before. Where Jeff Goldblum shows up at Ruxin's father, and then Sarah Silverman is what's his name?
It's
Andre's sister. Right. Yeah. Wow. I'm only halfway through that episode, so love that show.
One of their more vulgar episodes.
I figured it probably was. In fact,
maybe the most vulgar one.
It was awesome because Mrs. Westmar came home from taking the child to school and came right through the old living room during some lovely vulgar parts. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very vulgar. Very vulgar. But if you're not watching that show, you should be, although it's in reruns right now. But anyway, so here's what we're doing tonight on the show. Two very important things. First of all, we're going to find out, Jared, from the bottom of her heart, okay, what's wrong with Magic Matt? Because Magic Matt comes off kind of perfect. I mean, not in a snotty way.
No.
There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah.
From the bottom of whose heart?
Well, that's a good question.
You said her.
Technically, we're going to talk to Stacy, Matt's wife, here shortly on the phone. Yeah, and we're going to try to help her find some of those things about Matt that maybe aren't so perfect.
Oh, are you trying to break them up?
Like, No.
You're an instigator, man.
No, I tried that a long time ago. It didn't work. It didn't work at all. They're still together. So,
who was the one you were after?
Matt.
Okay, I thought so. you, the two hat buddies there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we're going to get her on the horn here very shortly. Then the other thing we're going to do, if we have time, which I think we will, and keep in mind, too, by the way, I said this before, Matt, if we can't find anything wrong with you, that's even worse, okay? It's just going to make even a bigger pun and a bigger joke about you being so perfect. So
we'll see. I know.
Have you given her any ideas? I know she's a little bit nervous about coming on the air, but I promised that we would carry her. We don't expect her to be funny. We just expect her to be honest. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. She's good now. Good. After we talked about it and got your email and everything.
Good.
We're good.
Good. Good. Very well. So we'll do that. And then also, after we do that, we're going to do the gripes of the week that we didn't get to last week because Ms. Jan Terry finally called in and graced us with her presence.
Oh, that was awesome.
I swear to God, she's had a breast reduction. I do. I think they look smaller on the video.
Well, maybe we just never saw her from the side. She's always shown from the front.
Oh, no. She had a happy front there in a couple of those videos.
I know. I'm saying there's, you know, we should mourn the loss of...
She's older now.
Maybe they just went to a different part of her. They migrate. They migrate when you get older, don't they?
Could happen. It's true. Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and take a break. Let's get Magic Matt's wife on the phone, and we will find out what's wrong with Matt. We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. And A.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. Did you try it? I'm not going to try it. You try it. I'm not going to try it. Let's get Mikey. Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
When you bring life home, don't tell the kids it's one of those nutritional cereals you've been trying to get them to eat. You're the only one who has to know.
It's on like Donkey Kong. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Jared, Magic Matt, and our little guy back there in the Batcave.
Captain Caveman!
I love it. And we have on the horn, get your applause ready, on the horn for the very first time on the show, Magic Matt's wife, Stacy. Stacy, welcome to our pretend radio show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am well. I won't speak for Jared, but I think he's doing a lot better than he was a few hours ago. Aren't you, buddy?
A few hours? Sure.
No, you're happy. You're happy to be here with us.
It was Jan.
I wonder if that's the Jan was last week.
It lasts a long time. My wife has been wondering.
I'm sure she has.
Yeah.
I'm sure she has. And I wonder if Magic Matt is nervous. Matt, are you a little nervous? Have you guys talked about any of your annoying things, if there are any?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing to talk about.
Okay. Well, we're going to...
There's nothing. You can dig all you want.
We're going to find out.
I'm confident.
I'm very curious to know what kind of things Jared might want to ask Stacy about Matt. I mean, I'll get you going a little bit. I mean, some of the things that I want to know about Stacy are there any annoying or weird things that he does behind the closed doors of your bedroom? Now, I don't mean sexual. I just mean like, you know... Things that happen when the two of you are together, generally alone without the kids. I mean, like, does he brush his teeth naked in front of the mirror? You know, does he spend too much time on his hair? Which I could see that. Does he snore like, you know, a big hairy Bigfoot? I mean, he's got to do something. Kick you, grind his teeth, snore. I mean, there's got to be something.
There really isn't.
Wow. So,
see? So either you're the most tolerant person in the galaxy.
I mean,
which is possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Because let me give you an example. I mean, it doesn't take much to get my wife to sleep somewhere else besides with me. Okay. Perfect example is that I have been under the weather off and on. So I get kind of, I have my routine. So like I love Vicks VapoRub. I mean, I'll make a peanut butter sandwich with Vicks VapoRub. I love it so much. But I literally just rub some Vicks VapoRub on my chest before I go to bed.
Man.
I grew up with it. I love the stuff. It makes me, it helps me sleep, you know? Well, the smell annoys the hell out of her. So,
yeah.
So she just goes and sleeps somewhere else, which is fine because I sleep probably better and she probably sleeps better. We probably should just have separate bedrooms like my grandmother and grandfather did, but probably coming sooner than later, you know? But I mean, seriously, I mean, there's nothing like that when he gets sick. Is he whiny in a baby when he's sick? Does he need mothering, too much mothering, something like that?
No.
Listen, can you believe this?
I'm betting.
He may snore a tad bit when he's sick, but okay. Doesn't bother me.
Okay.
And I hardly ever get sick.
You hardly ever get sick.
That is true.
Okay. All
right, hold on.
Yeah? What?
And knock on wood.
Okay. Very well. I thought maybe your mother was there. We should add her to the bunch here. We should have her.
Oh, yeah. Good luck getting something wrong with me out of my mom.
That won't happen.
See, that'd be...
Oh, see, there it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. A little bit of a mama's boy.
But his mom is like my mama too. It's like she's everybody's mama. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. I'm also mama's boy to Matt's.
Was that mom or
yeah,
mama?
I didn't get anything bad about Brad out of my mom.
See? Exactly.
Oh, no, never.
See?
You don't get anything bad about anybody out of her.
Well, which brings me back to the conversation I said earlier with Todd. Todd, do you hate anything? And all you can come up with is brown recluse spiders. I mean, seriously. Man, you people just are too happy out there, you know? All right. What about other areas of life? I mean, I know you guys have great conversation. You're good communicators. We talked about that before on the show. Maybe over-communicate sometimes. But, I mean, does he ever repeat himself, like, too much? Does he, like, pretend to listen when he's not, you know, something like that?
No, if he's not listening, it's pretty obvious.
Okay.
Mm, he's probably talking to a hat, right?
Probably talking to a cap. No. Smart aleck.
Does he cuddle with the hat?
Does he cuddle with his caps, his ball caps?
No.
Stroke them just so?
No.
And he got you to like sports, so like the sports memorabilia can't really bother you that much, probably.
No. Right. No, and he has his own space for that anyway.
That's true. Is this wrestling thing, though, is it healthy for your daughters? I mean, come on.
No.
There we go. Yeah. I would have thought you would agree. Wow.
No. My 4-year-old is trying to tackle her cousin. So.
That is so funny.
Mm, it's always about the kids.
Yeah,
we had to stop Ava from frog splashing everyone as soon as they would lay down on the floor for whatever reason.
Yeah.
She'd climb up on the arm of the couch and yell frog splash and jump on somebody.
That's hilarious. See, I think that's the line we need to kind of start crossing, Jared, is the children. Because the children are very important. Much the same way that Matt's mother is so in love with her kids because they are her kids. The same goes obviously with Stacy. The same goes with your wife. The same goes with my wife.
Uh-huh.
You know. So maybe we need to focus more on the children. But I don't know. What else? But I can't think that he's such a good father, I'm sure, that there's nothing else that he could be doing to his children that could be more disturbing than this wrestling thing. I just don't think.
No. He's a very good dad.
Yeah. Okay. What about work? Now you guys kind of have this family work thing going on. Does he handle anything kind of lackadaisically or anything like that? Because we talk a little bit about his job on the show, and he admits that, you know, there are times when it's like, you know, work is just work. I mean, this is not life. This is not soul sucking like it is for some people. Are you pleased with his performance at the job?
Yeah, he's a perfectionist, so
okay.
He doesn't take anything. He takes things and makes sure they're perfect before he hands them in.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, that
you know what we're finding out here, aren't we?
What's that?
I'm too perfect.
You're too perfect.
Well, I was going to say, that could be irritating, too.
Yeah, he's going to be the axe murderer, I'm telling you.
Right.
Watch out. You know, I would ask about the sports watching habits and things like that, but you guys are like sports buddies. It's kind of disgusting, to be quite honest with you, the way you guys watch sports together. Yeah, it's cute, but it's not. You know what I mean?
I can't help it. I enjoy it.
Yeah, you just enjoy spending time with your husband, I guess. So
I do.
Yeah, just wait till you've been married for 20 years, because eventually it's going to go away. No, I'm kidding. It's not. They say that it's going to, but I don't know. Well, I mean, there's got to be something. I mean, Jared, you look perplexed, too. This is disturbing because I know Melissa could come up with a dozen reasons.
Oh, yeah.
A dozen things about you.
And I could, I mean, and equally so.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all little things, but, you know, things that kind of rub you the wrong way. I mean, we've been together a while. And I think that those things didn't exist earlier on.
Well, and in their defense, they've been together for a while now.
Yeah.
What about, how many years? 10 years, 12 years, 11 years?
We'll be married 12.
We've been 12. Together?
Yeah, been together for, right, okay.
Yeah, together 13.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So they've been together quite a long time.
Right.
You know, but point being, here's what I think. I don't think they've had the fight. They haven't had a fight yet.
Well, here's the question.
They haven't fought.
Well.
They haven't fought. They're still on the honeymoon. 13 years into it, they're still honeymooning, Jared.
I'm thinking time just passes really slowly up there. So, like, you guys think you've been married for 12 years, but no, it's been a year.
Right.
You know, you're in some time warp. I don't know. It's just not like the rest of the universe.
That could be. What do you think? What do you think?
It's possible. Kind of like the dog years.
I'm thinking you guys age at a rate slower than normal human beings.
It could be because they do look young still.
Yeah, that's all right with me.
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't complain.
There you go.
Yeah, it's true. But they are still young compared to me. So, but seriously, I mean, have you guys ever had a fight? I mean, because seriously, I'm getting, Jared, that they never have had that combat.
Well, and it doesn't even have to be like the knockdown, drag out, like throw a chair. But I'm thinking, like, you know, for a lot of couples, mine and myself included, the thing that kind of made things difficult was when our daughter was born.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, you end up tired, you're sleep deprived, you're stressed, you don't want to screw your kid up. And you say, I mean, we didn't have any fights as a result of that, but we did snap at each other and had to apologize later. And it wasn't anything we meant. It was just that, you know, that was, if you're ticked about something, it's going to be 1,000 times worse when you have no sleep and you're freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if, like, I mean, did that uncover any moments or was there any sniping or anything? Because if not, what am I saying? I've been your kids, like, slept through the night. You brought them home from the hospital, didn't you?
Well, yeah. Say that again? Go ahead.
There's always little things like that happen, but we've learned to communicate very well, so we don't get too mad at each other.
I know what it is. I do know what it is. They have something in their life that I don't have. And
tolerance?
Pardon me?
Tolerance.
Patience.
They have something in their life that I don't have anymore because...
Herpes?
Are you done? And it's well, who's going to say this?
My buddy.
Oh.
No. I have not been to church for a very, 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 very long time. Religion is just not a part of my life right now, and it scares me. And I think it's God, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic and rude and mean by saying that. I'm not, because look, I said last week I like Taylor Swift, and I know she's a goody-goody, and I enjoyed that. So I'm not being sarcastic when I say I don't have God in my life, and I think they do.
Wait, are you saying that God's helping them or punishing you?
What? Both.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Exactly. Gotcha. Exactly. They have the Lord in their life, and I don't. Maybe we should get God on the show. I mean, maybe.
Kind of a busy guy.
Yeah.
We had trouble getting Jan Terry. I don't know if.
She just tried to call in again.
Did you? Today? Whoa. Wow.
A whole different day and everything.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Impressive. I wonder if she has God in her life. But no, and I'm being serious. I mean, you know, maybe I need to get my wife to find God with me again. I'm getting kind of choked up about this, but okay, now I'm being a smartass there. But seriously, I'm impressed. I'm really impressed. I can't believe it. I mean, it's hard to believe that Matt doesn't wear a big chef's hat and a naked woman printed on the apron while he's out in the backyard grilling. Because I know for a fact, I saw you grill. You weren't doing that, you know.
No.
Oh, what about mowing attire?
Yeah, what does he wear when he mows? Does he...
Black socks and shorts? Loafers?
No. Oh, no.
Shirtless?
Shirtless? No?
No.
Wife beater?
No. Wife beater? No.
Tesla concert shirt?
Bon Jovi.
Oh. I don't mow in Bon Jovi shirts, though. They're too good.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, you wouldn't do that either. I am very. This is why Stacey was nervous to come on.
What are you gonna say? Music?
There's
music?
Nothing. There's they like the same freaking music. They.
Yeah.
Wait.
You're related.
Are you? Is that what it is?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think you know.
Pretty sure.
Is there any music that Matt likes that you really don't like though? Come on.
Like wrestling intro songs?
There really isn't.
Wow.
Here, let me give you
he goes more towards John Bon Jovi, and I'm more Richie Sambora.
Oh, Well, that doesn't count.
That's the same neighborhood of Jared Lame Avenue.
Yeah, it doesn't. Man, I'll tell you, Jared.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
I'm not.
So, music, TV shows, all the same TV shows, right?
I'm not much of a girl when it comes to movies. I'd rather go see a superhero or an action movie than I would a romantic comedy.
I got to admit, though, I do have a hard time. And we were just talking here a little bit ago before we got you on the horn about the TV show The League. And I have a hard time, especially this episode that I'm talking about now with Jeff Goldblum and Sarah Silverman. I'm having a hard time seeing the two of you in the same room watching that show and laughing at the same stuff the same way. Am I right?
No, there's some things on that show that I could do without.
Yeah, okay, okay.
But
the Matt also is not intrigued. Both she likes.
She likes The League.
I do like The League. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I could do without, but I just don't watch that one.
Oh! There's one. She's not a big. Yeah. It's Always Sunny fan.
No. Well, I have lots of shows that I watch by myself that he won't watch with me.
Okay. Well, there's.
Like, I like all the cop shows and stuff, and he doesn't care for those.
Okay. What about American Stuffers?
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty.
It's very disturbing, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. It is. But there is some disparity there, Jared. There's a little bit, because there's a lot of disparity in my house on the TV. A lot. Oh, and I know there is in yours, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Just,
as long as you guys don't have matching monochrome jogging suits, I'm good.
You know, I was trying to put together a little trip for us this summer, last week, for Stacy and I. And, I was asking her about going to a concert, and she's like, you know, I'd rather go to see a Royals game. For real.
Wow.
That's sick.
Wow.
I'm so lucky. Yeah.
That's mentally off the reservation.
All right, Jared, now come on.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
The Royals? Hey, she's on board with
she'd
Royals.
Go to a baseball game.
It's a family thing. She's on board with the Royals, too.
It's the pain train.
Yeah.
The pain train. We got Rex Hudler, man.
All right.
Come on.
The Hudster.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. Well, look, I'm stumped. Other than the obvious TV show, it seems that TV shows can be some common ground of disparity in any relationship, in any marriage. But they are truly the most abnormal couple I have ever met in my entire life. I love them, but they are the most abnormal couple I've ever met in my entire life. I'm impressed, but also saddened at the same time. Because how are you ever going to find out what it's like to really have a real marriage if you don't fight, if you don't have, you know, disparity, disagreements? Maybe even a couple of fist fights. I mean, you're missing all these things. And I feel bad for you, but
we had our fair share of fights through the years. You know, that's bound to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So neither one's Italian, I'm guessing.
I don't think so. No, Italian there, right? No, no.
No, no.
So. No, no, no Polish either.
We get through it. Yeah. No problem. Oh,
yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
I guess we all do. We're all still married, so. Except for Todd. Todd, you ever been married? No. This is a shock.
Well, you found something he didn't like.
Yeah, I mean, who would want to marry? Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say? Stacey, I'd say anything you want to defend yourself with, or Matt, but there's really nothing that I feel you need to defend yourself about. Yeah?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No, I don't think so either. Well, I got to tell you, Matt's awfully perfect. But is it Matt that's perfect, or is it Matt and Stacey that are perfect? I think maybe together they are the perfect couple.
Oh, crying.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No? I think both.
Think both?
Yeah.
Wow. I got to find a new moniker for you, a little thing that Perfect Magic Matt. Perfect Matt. That's going to be your new name now. It's Perfect Matt.
The Perfect Matt?
Perfect Matt. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm done with the last names, too, because I'm running out. But
you're flat out of Matt.
Pretty clear I am. Yeah. I'm going to start repeating myself. So, I mean, I've used Matt Stairs. I've used them all, you know.
Pretty much.
Got a frog in my throat tonight, too. Mm. Well, Stacey, without further ado, which I love to say on this show, we're going to go ahead and let you go. You have been a wonderful sport. And we enjoyed having you on the show. Let's hear it for Stacey. Yay!
Woo! Well, thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. We'll have you on again in the future. I have this feeling that the more we learn about Matt and stories and things, we may have to get her side of things sometimes too, because Stacy's got a nice personality and I enjoyed having her on the show. So mm-hmm. Stacy, we'll let you go. Thanks again. We will talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she was. You're lovely right there. As I expected, yep. Matt, nothing wrong with you at all.
Nope. Not a thing.
Unfreaking believable.
Or maybe that's what's wrong.
That
nothing's wrong. Yeah.
I still think. I mean, I really, really do.
Awesome.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, Magic Matt is
awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Todd, why have you never been married before? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
The only thing I can say is, you know, some people have luck in a lot of things. Relationships was not one of mine.
Okay. You got two great kids out of it.
I did.
Yeah.
My kids are great. Everything else was ass city.
Same mother?
No.
Yeah. Good for you. You're banging chicks all over the place. Good for you.
I was not, but yeah.
Let's get out the initiation questions for you, Todd. rounding off the number from 5, 10, 50 to 100, how many sexual partners have you had in your life?
419. No, I'm kidding. like, I think 7.
Only 7?
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
Okay.
We don't always score with the chicks.
I've only had one, of course.
Now you're lying. It's my ex-wife,
Matt. Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah.
I'm not sure who you're lying to, but
I'm lying to somebody. I don't know. But we had a great time with your wife, Matt, and we were glad to have Stacy on. We had a great time with your wife the other night. No, it wasn't what I meant. No.
Oh, I don't like the way this is going.
No. We enjoyed having her on, and we thank you so much for lying to us and making us think that you're perfect. So.
No problem.
Just kidding.
Piece of cake.
Do it all the time. Done it 100 times. What was that movie? It was Tom Hanks was in that movie, and it was a bad movie. Never mind. Let's take the break. When we come back, gripes of the week. This will put us all in a bad mood. It'll be great. Gripes of the week. Maybe we'll start with Matt's gripe of the week.
Okay.
Which may be a little outdated, if I'm not mistaken. But that's okay.
It is, but it's still pertinent.
It's still viable. I agree. Let's take the break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done. His co-host has participated in the Cleveland Special Olympics. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Jan Terry still asking questions a week later after we had her on the show. It's not funny when you do that, by the way, because nobody can hear it.
I know, but you can, and I love it.
And if I laugh, nobody's going to understand why I'm laughing.
I get it.
So
it's an in-joke.
I don't. Yeah, it's an outie, actually. Yeah, so we won't say what Jan Terry asked because it was so disturbing that I don't think we should. Should we? No, we shouldn't. It was pretty disturbing. Yeah. But we still love her. I still love her and her two friends. Okay, what's wrong with Matt? Done with that. Let's see here. Gripes of the week. Oh, I don't have any written down. Who wants to start? I think Matt should start. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll start.
Okay, first of all, we got to play the intro to Gripes of the Week, and that is right here.
Westmar and Afkar have issues.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voices.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound, mean, taskmaster.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
All right, Magic Matt, got the music bag going now. Take it away and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, mine goes back to the Super Bowl a few weeks ago. Myself and my loving family, including my wife, we wear our Dolphin stuff every year during the Super Bowl. I've been doing it for like 27 straight years now. Just, I call them practice runs. So when the Dolphins are in the Super Bowl, I'm ready to go. Know exactly how to dress.
All right.
Well, you know, we were texting back and forth a little bit during the Super Bowl and around the Super Bowl, and I asked you if Jared had like a Gronkowski jersey on or something, if he was all into the game. But I found out he was wearing no Patriots gear during the Super Bowl. Who does that? Is it just Super Bowl just so old hat that you just, I can't even bother putting on a Patriots shirt for it? Makes me a little, I'm a little bitter because I haven't had a Super Bowl since 1984 or 5, 84. And then Patriots fans just treat it like it's blasé, like it's just another day.
Yeah.
What's up with that, Jared?
Yeah, good question. I think we should let Jared
answer. So do I get a response?
Yeah, you can go ahead and respond. That's okay. Yeah.
There are a couple things here. I own no Patriots stuff.
I knew that.
Oh,
I figured that was it. Yeah.
Football is, I like football, but it's third tier compared to two other sports.
You mentioned that during the Super Bowl or after the Super Bowl or whatever, and you said that. It's like, it's true. For me, it's football and then hockey, baseball right in there. Mainly, probably hockey is actually a little bit higher for me, but I like those two. For you, it's different. It's baseball, hockey, football.
And you know, it's kind of a weird thing because like my dad grew up a Giants fan because in New England, they didn't have the Patriots when he was growing up. So that kind of divided him a little bit. When we moved to Oklahoma growing up, we weren't big Patriots people until I was able to actually follow them. And then they started getting good, and I felt I was too self-conscious to actually go buy anything because I didn't want people to think I was just bandwagoning. So that's part of it, too, because I don't want to be that, oh, I'm a Patriots fan because they won a bunch of Super Bowls. I mean, that's...
Well, you know, and I think in Matt's defense, you know, the image that you portrayed on the show as the Super Bowl came up and we joked about it, about how, you know, you're not going to like it. I can't come to your party because I'm going to root against your Patriots, you know, stuff like that. The image you portray is, of course, that you're, and it's not whether intentional or not, is that you're a big just Boston guy, period, and that the Patriots are it for you. And I mean, obviously you root for them, but, you know, when it comes to NFL football and the Patriots, you're, you know, and then, of course, you're knob slobbering all over Rob Gronkowski, you know, that kind of stuff.
I can appreciate his dorkiness without buying his jersey.
No, it's true. But I think that's kind of where the image comes from. And obviously, I know you better than Matt knows you, but he's getting to know you a little bit better now.
I think that's funny. But I mean,
yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is I was cooking my butt off and I was. If I had some cherished piece of sports gear, I would not wear it under those circumstances.
Well, that's a good reason, too. And I will also defend you, believe it or not, in this particular situation. Not to say Matt is weird for wearing his jersey every year, because honestly, that's cool. And I probably should do it myself because the Cowboys are never going back again. So, but I've never worn my jersey. I only wear my jerseys like when the Cowboys are playing on Thanksgiving Day and stuff like that. I need to wear it for the Super Bowl and practice too. Maybe someday I can bring them some good luck, but I never have.
I burnt all my mojo on the Red Sox, so it's like I'm just I do have a lucky ritual when it comes to them, but I don't do it for anyone else really.
Yeah.
The Bruins I do too.
Yeah,
I'll break out the jersey.
You got the jersey. You wore the jersey to games before with me, and you got a Red Sox jersey, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't have a jersey.
Oh, no.
I have hats.
You have the caps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Matt.
I mean, I don't know if that justifies any sort of defense here, but it would be.
No.
I think it's kind of creepy. So, did anyone at the Super Bowl that was over at my house, I don't think anyone had any sports gear on whatsoever.
No, I don't think we did.
Weird.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think
that's
we did.
Weird.
Yeah, that's weird, hat guy. That's way off the rocker.
Yes.
That's weird.
Easy.
Somebody had to wear something.
Oh, God.
You need to adjust the theme or something then, because you got to have somebody wearing at least, I don't care whose jersey it is.
We do need to stop.
Chief shirt.
Yeah, we do need to stop playing Dungeons and Dragons during the game. But honestly,
the food trumps everything.
It does.
That's all I care about nine times. Well, I should say
I ate way too much. All I did was constantly dip. I was dipping crackers, chips.
I went out of town right afterwards. So there were leftovers waiting for me when I came back.
I'll bet.
We just had so much. I overdid it.
I even took pictures of some of the food for Matt so he could see my happy plate that I made. And after...
What was the favorite, though?
I got to admit that the pictures of the food almost made up for the no Patriot stuff because it did look really good.
I show my love in other ways.
I can't. You do. I can't tell you what my favorite was. I didn't dislike anything.
That's
so it's hard for me to pick one thing. Really, really is.
I kind of like the bacon-wrapped shrimp. although they were kind of a pain in the butt, and I'm not doing it again.
I'm not sure if it was the something. I'm not sure what it was that set me off my body, like, you know.
Right. Well, it doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. It was either the fondant on my daughter's birthday cake from early in the day.
You started off on a bad foot.
2 years in a row I've had fondant and cake before I've come over. And then it was either that or it was the shrimp that kind of did me in. But the next day my stomach was just gone. I mean, I literally just was not well.
It was a lot of salt, too. I mean, I felt like...
It was good, though. It was good. It was good. So let's move forward now. Jared, I would like to hear what's on your mind. And as I know Matt and Todd would is too. On your gripe of the week, let's go ahead and get the music band started and let you take it away.
I'm going to say a phrase here that involves two words, and this is in no way sexual. So don't start the giggling.
Okay.
But it's something that I refer to as the magic nut.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
I know. I knew that would get you.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you fine folks have or have driven a Toyota. Anyone?
Nope.
No.
So I don't know if other cars have this phenomenon, but apparently when you change a spare tire, there's a special oddly shaped nut that's worked in with all the other good soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So you have to have a special decoder nut thing to put between the tire iron and the...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, over time, it's made of apparently the softest metal known to man, so it deforms. So it never fits snugly, and it especially breaks off when you're trying to turn the tire iron and rotate it and get it off because the tire guy stuck it on, you know, using way too much torque and pressure. And
wow.
I don't know how many times I've scraped knuckles, and usually when it's really bitterly cold, I just want to say, I love my cars, love my Toyotas, but screw the magic nut. And don't let the magic nut screw you.
Very good.
Good. A lot of hostility toward that innovation. I don't think they even do it anymore, thank God.
You know, it's funny you say that, too, because I think that my wife's, maybe her CR-V has one of those, too, on the Honda.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but when you said magic nut, I immediately thought of magic madness balls, because they're perfect, you know.
Well, I don't know if they're magic.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Every last piece of them is magic. Perfect.
Yeah, everything's perfect.
Everything's perfect on him. Definitely. I know what you're saying, though. There's nothing worse. So did you have a flat tire?
Not recently, but it's one of those things where I had recent tire issues, and it kind of evoked that memory. And it always happens when it's bitterly cold, and it never goes in, and you feel like the biggest wuss because you have to have some, you know, steroid out, you know, monkey change your tire for you because it just will not do it.
Yeah.
I hate that. It just... I already feel inadequate enough when it comes to tools and car maintenance.
I mean, me too. Matt, can you change your own tire?
I'm sure I could.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done it 110% by myself before. I'm a little nervous about doing it. Frankly, I probably should just pay for AAA so that I could just have that backup if I ever need it. And now that I think about it, since my car is a company car, we do have AAA. So if I do have any problem, I'm okay. So good. Okay, yeah, good.
I can do it. It's just that every once in a while that thing sticks and it's just gotten more deformed over time. Like last time I had them take it off and I have...
I don't blame you. I don't blame
you. Who steals tires anymore anyway? Do people do that?
I don't think so.
Do people run around stealing tires off
hubcaps,
cars? They don't even have hubcaps anymore, do they?
That's true. They don't, do they? No. I lost my gripes of the week.
Bear with me here.
Oh, you said you had three. Surely you can remember
what happened was, last week on the show, we didn't get a chance to do it, so it's on my previous sheet. Bear with me here. Here we go. My turn. I got three very small ones. Because, look, I went to Denver a couple weeks ago, and I had some things on my mind, and I just want to kind of share a few things. I think you guys will agree. Number one, first of all, this actually did not happen in Denver, but I am at home one day on a day off for some reason, and I get an email from a freight company that was when they had some snow, I think, out west, and they said, oh, we're shut down. We're shut down. We're not going to do anything. Well, the problem was this guy sent the email out, and he CC'd like 475 million people. And it wasn't a BCC. It wasn't a blind carbon copy. It was a CC. So I see everybody's... The email list is a mile long. Well, it gets better because a few of the jackasses...
Replied to all.
So I'm getting their replies, too. I'm like, I almost typed, are you effing kidding me? Stop replying to all. And I thought, I don't want to be that jackhole. I mean, not in business, you know. So it was a business thing.
See, that's happened a lot. I mean, I've worked in bigger companies than you. And it's far more embarrassing, and it's among the worst email crimes out there.
Pretty stupid, especially this day and age. You should know better to not reply to all when you see something like that. So A couple more things real quick. First of all, when I was in Denver a couple weeks ago, it really became apparent to me that the North Face is like the new thing. It's like it. I mean, if you don't have a North Face fleece sweatshirt, you're out. I mean, everybody has the North Face. So apparently I'm out because I don't have any North Face.
I don't. I have a ratty running jacket.
It's North like Face?
It's a few years old, though.
Yeah, you know, but it just seems that it's just everywhere, the North Face. And then even a couple more annoying things about people. First of all, foot of snow on the ground in Denver, and I'm at the convention center, and there's a guy that I know who's wearing flip-flops walking the convention. Flip-flops.
That's totally radical.
Flip-flops in, 35-degree weather and foot of snow on the ground. So very wise. And then there was this guy, the guy with the half beard. Now, I don't understand. You don't see them very often. I get black guy with a half beard. Okay. I understand that. Cause, I mean, Richard Pryor in the movie Moving, he had the half beard. It was the mustache. I think he had a mustache and the goatee area and the beard. And it stops right here, the beard, like in the middle of your cheek. So then there's no sideburns.
Okay. So you're talking coverage, not length.
I'm talking coverage.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. The half beard. So the beard basically starts in the middle of his face and his mouth, goes up here and stops halfway up his cheek.
Right.
White guy. The guy's from California, but it's like, really? I mean, half beard? I mean, I would pay money to see Todd Sheets do the half beard. No, he's never going to do that. It's just wrong. Wrong. So there's my gripes right there.
Captain Caveman doesn't shave.
No, he definitely does not shave. So
we could honestly spend a whole show on email-related crimes.
The worst part, and mostly people in their 50s and 60s, that still do the forwarding of jokes and stuff. I mean,
those are bad.
Horrible.
Or the good luck things, or email this on to some friend for good luck or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've
not seen a new one in ages. I automatically just delete. If you see forward in the subject line, it gets deleted before I even open it. Forget it. Matt, you're chuckling. Does your dad do that?
No, my dad doesn't, but okay. Somebody that we used to work with does that. He just has this big mailing list that he sends out everything to everybody, and at this point he goes, you know what, if you just want to take me off your contacts, feel free.
That's hilarious.
He just doesn't care.
That is hilarious. I got a half-brother in Alabama that does it, but he didn't do as much as he used to, thank God. What other email crimes, Jared? I know you've got a lot in your head that are stewing. What are you thinking? Real quick.
The one that I've been burned on is where I make fun of someone to someone else, and they inadvertently forward that email on to someone else, and then I get outed for it. Like in a workplace setting, that was brutal.
Yeah, that's bad.
I completely made fun of a corporate event and said that I'd rather sleep with this troll-like person who worked there. And then my friend inadvertently sent the email to the person who was coordinating the event saying, oh, I'll be there. And like that was his RSVP. And then below it was like my response making fun of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, well, I guess Jared won't be there. No.
No, especially not now. In fact, Jared's now looking for a new job. So, yeah. I mean, that's a bad one. You got to be careful with what you're forwarding and copying and pasting and replying. And I have really been lucky, knock on wood, to not have too many of those faux pas. Because you can have some really, really bad faux pas in business.
I've seen some. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like, email was a new thing when I was starting out.
Yeah.
So we were all figuring this out as we went. So now I think it's all ironed out and you're an idiot if it happens.
But Pretty much. But you can still make some mistakes sometimes. You do have to be careful. That's for sure.
Replying to the forward or that's a bad one.
It is a bad one. Definitely. So without further ado, that's the second time tonight I've said this. We're going to close this show. Happy to be with you. Next week, we're going to do a show again because that's what we usually do. So Todd Sheets, Mr. Captain Caveman, great to have you along. Thank you so much for being our man there. Magic Matt Bloom, Perfect Matt, whatever we're going to call you now.
Miracle Matt.
Miracle Matt. Thank you for being with us, my friend.
Thank you.
And thanks, of course, to your lovely wife for joining us as well. And Dr. Jared Blankenship, man of mystery.
Intrigue.
Man of intrigue as well. And although you don't like being called, you're also the marketeer. You're the marketeer.
Sometimes.
It's kind of the ringleader. No, that's me. Never mind.
I don't lead anyone's rings.
Glad to have you.
Fine.
Todd keeps going like this.
He's flailing.
He wants me to stop.
Seizure.
He wants me to end the show. Seizure.
30 seconds.
30, how much?
Like 30 seconds here.
How much now? I'm Brad Westmar saying thank you for coming. And if you did not, maybe next time you can. Good night.